Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin of 18 hours at the headlines. ERB cuts fuel pump prices for March. Ngoni Keystone endorses President Hichilema ahead of the August poll. And in international news, Iran says it has secured space in Bahrain as it launches strikes across the region.
The Hotspur News with Mwansa Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Energy Regulation Board has revised downwards the pump prices of petrol, diesel, kerosene and jet A1 for March effective at midnight. In a statement, ERB Board Chairperson James Bender said the pump price of petrol has been reduced from 27.818 per litre to 26.61 per litre, while diesel has been reduced from 24.15 per litre to 23.25 per litre. Kerosene from 22.24 per litre to 21.16 grey per litre, and jet A1 from 23.18 grey per litre to 22.39 grey per litre. Mr. Banda has explained that the exchange rates of the quarter against the United States dollar appreciated by 4.17% in February 2026, strengthening from an average of 19.18 grey per US dollar at the beginning of the month to 18.18 grey per US dollar by month end. He said since the last price review on 31st January 2026, international oil prices have increased and petrol rose by 4.22% from $67.47 per barrel to $70.32 per barrel. Mr. Banda said diesel increased by 7.85% from $76.89 per barrel to $84.74 per barrel, while kerosene jet A1 went up by 6.70% from $78.58 per barrel to $83.95 per barrel. The Ngoni Keystone has endorsed President Hakainde Hichilema, pledging more than 100% support ahead of the August general election. Mtwala Traditional Ceremony National Chairperson Dimisani Tembo, representing Paramount Chief Mbezeni, formally conveyed the endorsement, stating that the Abangoni Kingdom will continue supporting the government of the day and stand firmly behind the president in this year's polls. He said the kingdom has enjoyed a strong and cordial working relationship with the government and sees no reason not to sustain the partnership beyond this year.
When we look around, we see no reason why we should not continue to enjoy that good relationship beyond this year. It is for this reason, Your Excellency, that the Abangoni Kingdom stands behind your leadership and would like to assure you, we would like to promise you, would like to undertake that this year, for the 2026 election, the Ngoni Kingdom, more than 100%, will stand behind you.
Meanwhile, President Hichilema has reaffirmed his administration's development agenda, acknowledging that government has been slow in implementing some infrastructure projects, assuring that work on key roads in Eastern Province will be accelerated.
We will continue to work on infrastructure. Gwenyama, I know this was not touched, but I'm very happy to see that the Chadiza Chipata Road and also Katete, Chanida, these roads, I want to promise Gwenyama and other roads, will accelerate the progress. We're too slow. I'm the first one to admit that we are too slow. We'll pick up speed going forward because this is very important for development. Gwenyama, thank you for the wonderful gift that is associated with this present recognition, acceptance in the Ngoni Crown. I can confirm with you, we will use them sparingly.
Meanwhile, Malawi Vice President Dr. Jane Ansah said the government of Malawi will continue supporting the Ntwala traditional ceremony, noting that the cultural ties between the two countries promote unity and peace. The government has dismissed assertions circulating online that Zambia has rejected 26 billion kwacha for support from the United States government, describing the claims as false and misleading. Speaking during a media engagement, Information and Media Minister Cornelius Mokwa said the government remains engaged in discussions with the United States government regarding the matter. Mr. Mokwa has urged members of the public to check their publication suggesting that Zambia had turned down the funding as safe.
The government of the Republic of Zambia is aware of these advice that have been reported to local and international media, and we need to state as follows that we as government are engaged in dialogue with the American government, just like we are with other governments through which we enjoy cordial and warm bilateral and multilateral relations. And at an opportune moment, we shall accordingly update the nation. And that we urge the so-called freelancer journalists not to be misinforming the international community about the position of government.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mota has disclosed that the Zambia Police Service has arrested two individuals, Mambwe Zimba and Richard Kaunda, in connection with the publication of false information alleging the death and the resignation of President Hichilema.
The Zambia Police has apprehended two suspects who are among the administrators of a suspect under the rubric Zambia for All 2026, which has previously emanated advent to 2021 as 2019-2021.
A 25-year-old man of Luvango village in Nalolo district, identified as Mangala Mwala, has been arrested for attempting to obtain a 50,000 kwacha loan from Unified Financial Services Zambia in Senanga using a fake identity. Western Province Police Commissioner Ray Kamonga said Mr. Mwala allegedly used the name Kimbila Kawang and presented a forged green national registration card in his attempt to secure the loan. Mr. Hamonga said the suspect has been arrested and is currently in custody, awaiting to appear in court soon. Mr. Hamonga has urged members of the public to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activities, particularly those involving impersonation and financial crimes. He has since warned individuals engaging in or contemplating acts of impersonation, fraud and other financial crimes that the law will catch up with them.
Male suspect identified as Mwangala Mwala is 25 of Luango village, Chief National, Nalolo district, presented himself under the false identity of Chimbila Makawan with the intention of obtaining a loan amounting to 50,000 kwacha. The suspect produced a green national security card bearing the name Chimbila Makawan of Italian district, but affixed his own photograph, thereby deliberately misrepresented himself in an attempt to fraudulently obtain financial services. Police swiftly moved in and arrested the suspect. He is currently in custody and will appear in court soon.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry has urged the private sector to align itself with the implementation of the local content regulation, which took effect in January 2026. Zaki President Anthony Kavari said the private sector should position itself through various chambers across the country to take advantage of the opportunities arising from the policy. Mr. Kavari has explained that part of the local content framework has already come into effect, while the remaining provision will be implemented in July 2026. He said the initiative will play a crucial role in strengthening the private sector and driving the country's economic growth.
The Zambian company should have 25% equity in that particular company. Okay, so then the core mining goods and services will come into effect.